This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The White House tried to make this the week to talk about $1 trillion for fixing and building out America's infrastructure. Lots of countries build their roads and bridges with foreign money. This includes Australia, Canada, parts of Europe. It's been much less common in the U.S., although Saudi Arabia has just pledged $20 billion for American projects. Marketplace is working with APM Reports, the investigative team here at American Public Media, to track infrastructure spending. Reporter Tom Scheck today has more on the overseas money involved.
Overseas money is already in American infrastructure. Pension funds from Australia and Canada, private European investors, and Middle Eastern sovereign wealth funds, similar to the Saudis, own roads and bridges across the U.S. The Chicago Skyway, the Dulles Greenway in Virginia, and State Highway 130 in Texas are just a few examples. Tom Carr is with Preqin, a London data research firm. He says the question is not if the U.S. could or should attract foreign money for infrastructure.
It's more of whether we're going to see sort of a real explosion going forward, I think would probably more be the way I would look at it.
Carr says private investors are actively looking for projects to spend on in North America. There's $71 billion of private money worldwide lined up, not including the $20 billion Saudi pledge. It'll take all that, and a lot more, to meet President Trump's goals for infrastructure. His plans hinge on $800 billion in private money. Carr says it's hard to imagine all of that will come from the U.S.
Therefore, it seems likely to reach the levels that we've been talking about, some foreign investment will be needed. And as we've said, we've already seen with the sort of Saudis, the foreign investment sort of starting to come in as well.
Funding projects with foreign money means overseas firms would profit from Trump's plan. But that's not the main concern of Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. He doesn't want overseas interests to influence decisions about roads and bridges.
I don't want to be held hostage to them in the future. These foreign interests getting involved in our public infrastructure should be of tremendous concern.
DeFazio would rather raise the gas tax than allow investors to raise tolls and fees. John Schmidt is an attorney who's negotiated billions of dollars in infrastructure deals in Chicago, Texas, and Indiana, all including foreign investors. He says this is the way the world works.
Because privatized operation of infrastructure has developed around the world, and not in this country, most of the major infrastructure operators are foreign.
Schmidt says the U.S. still benefits. The projects get built with American workers. I'm Tom Scheck for Marketplace.